welcome to episode 17 of Go Across Space. Excuse me. This episode will be about Mark Howe. I'm assuming I'm pronouncing that right. It's H-O-W-E, Howe. But this happened over in England. 21-year-old Mark Howe was obsessed with the television show Killer Dexter. Like I said, this is part two of the Dexter-inspired series. The first one was Andrew Conley. Mark, he would even use a picture of Dexter with blood spattered on his face as his Facebook profile picture. Which is nothing, you know, biggie. When you do a crime like he done and murder somebody, you know, people start kind of questioning stuff like that. But he also had searched Dexter's kill knife on the internet, and he'd done this leading up to stabbing his mother 53 times in July 2013. Now, the previous episode, on episode 16, you know, I talked about... Aaliyah, and being killed by her mother, allegedly killed by her mother, and now I have this of a 21-year-old young adult killing his mother. You know, it's weird how you wouldn't think that, you know, a mother would kill her child, and you wouldn't think a child would kill one of their parents. You know, it's a messed up world. But his mother and stepfather, who lived with him, had noticed before the tragic attack happened that they had noticed he'd become withdrawn, spend most of his time in his bedroom, and not speaking a lot. Which, this could happen with a lot of, you know, young adults like this, which I'm only 28 right now, so... They claimed he had used knives to cut holes in his bedroom wall, made stab marks in the door, and his punch bag was stabbed repeatedly. And this was all, I'm assuming, told by his stepdad during the trial. So maybe, what did they talk to him about this during this time? Like, I don't know, you know, so did they just kind of, after all this happened, like, hey, you know, stepdad's like, maybe that's why, you know, he done this. You know, nobody really ever sees the signs until something bad happens. It's sad to say that, but it seems that's the way, like, oh, you know, it's, they were weird, and they were out there punching a tree repeatedly and saying, I hate you, and calling the tree some weird name, and it turned out they killed somebody with that name, you know, later, following month or something. You know, nobody ever kind of questions that. You know, if my child was a talkative person, and then they just, like, became withdrawn from me, and, you know, my wife, well, their mother, I would be like, hey, what's the deal? What's going on? Which a lot of kids are too, even, like I said, even a 21-year-old man, I could see, you know, if he lives at home, I could see him not speaking to his parents a lot, spending time in his bedroom, you know, it's just some things what kids do anymore. But, like I said, I shouldn't even be calling this guy a kid, because like I said earlier, I'm only 28. But, the day before the murder, Mark's stepdad would set off to work, and he expected to be away overnight. But Mark had went to work and returned home around 3:30 that day. He went straight to his room, and his mother would return from work between 8:20 to 8:30 p.m. So you're looking at he basically 5 hours, you know, by himself. So I guess this was on his mind. Did it, you know, just kind of happen? Yeah. But around 2:30 a.m. that night, a neighbor would hear a woman either screaming or crying. A man passed by hearing a woman saying, oh, please, please don't do it. Mark would leave and go to care, to care homes where he worked, telling his co-workers he'd been attacked by his stepfather, and it turned into a fight. He would eventually be arrested after confessing over the phone to his sister. She would go on to call their stepdad, and he would return to the house to find his wife dead. It stated the reason Mark killed his mother was over a fight involving his use of marijuana. So, I don't know if the marijuana used, I never could really find if the marijuana was used was like recent, like that day, and he just flipped out, or, you know, maybe this was over. Wonder how long he'd been withdrawn from the parents. Maybe, you know, the past month he was withdrawn from them. Was that because she asked him about it? You know, and started questioning him about it, so he just became withdrawn from them, and eventually all of it just built up to a consent, which, that's no reason to stab your mother 53 times. There's no reason whatsoever. So, yeah. It seems he did not kill her instantly, sadly, and she would eventually die sometime shortly after, is what they assume. So that means, basically, he stabbed his mother 53 times, she didn't die, and then he basically left her there to die. I just don't understand. It's crazy to think, you know, like I said earlier, it's crazy to think about a 21-year-old killing his own mother over something stupid. I don't get it. Like I said in my last episode, you know, a woman possibly allegedly killing her own daughter, 3-year-old daughter. Like, why? What did that 3-year-old girl do to you? Nothing. You know, that's the way you look at it. Like, did she cry too much? Did, you know, what happened? You know, and like here, wow, your mother was trying to be a parent to you. She was a caring parent. That does not mean stab me 53 times. You know, she was just trying to be there for you, guy. That's all she was trying to do. You know, I'm not trying to say I'm a know-it-all and stuff like that, but it's just heart-wrenching, you know, to see this happen. But I guess, you know, with all this, they kind of pinpoint it back on Dexter, which I believe in the Andrew Conley, you know, where he killed his brother and all that. But he kind of said, you know, they kind of took it over too much, and that it wasn't, they just kind of said, hey, he mentioned Dexter, that's the reason. You know, people can blame other things, but that don't mean that's the reason, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, he just said he loved Dexter. Sorry if you heard my phone dying. But yeah, he might have said, I love Dexter. That don't mean he, like I said, that don't mean he killed his mother because he liked Dexter. That's just a reason they're trying to give out there. Is my personal feeling. Because like I said, I love the show Dexter. And I have a true crime podcast, as you know. About every day, I am either watching, reading, or listening to something true crime related. And it not makes me want to kill nobody. Which in everybody's mind, you know, you're always like, God, I wish, you know, that person would die. God, I wish I could kill this person. But you don't do it. You know, these people like this is what I find fascinating about true crime a lot. Is just the fact that, you know, why? That's what most people are interested in, is the why. And, you know, the media sometimes blows up a portion, like I said, I assume in this case, you know, when probably the media took off with it, like, oh, he has Dexter as his Facebook profile picture. Oh, man, he loves Dexter. You know, he wanted to be just like Dexter. God, look, he killed somebody just like Dexter. We need to get this show off the TV. And it don't always work that way. You know, like, you can blame stuff on video games. You can blame stuff on horror movies, the TV shows, but it could be, you know, but it's more of like, it seems like how the brain processes stuff in, and I don't know, that's just kind of the way I feel about it. Like, it's just got to be, you know, just kind of all how their mind works with it. Because you could take, like, well, I was talking to somebody the other day about this. You know, you could take the same person, two people in the same environment, same way. One could go out and, you know, become a serial killer, and the other person be president of the United States. You know, it's always a nurture versus nature thing. You know, are they born with it, or are they, you know, basically raised up to be that? Which you would have to think, you know, as a little kid, which there are some kid murderers too, you know, that But you wouldn't think that a child would have violence on their mind. You know, and wanting to actually physically kill somebody. You know, it's like, where did they get that energy? Where did they get that thought? You know, because I was raised up on all this. Like I said, it's an interest of mine, always has been, always will be. It just seems like the brain in some people is just wired different. So, but, sorry for my little rant. Not really a rant, but, you know, just kind of my thoughts on some things. But, you know, like I said, I think Mark just, eventually his mother upset him, and instead of him dealing with it like a normal young adult would, he just went over the extreme, and he went and got that adrenaline that he must have wanted. And sadly, you know, she's now dead, and, you know, he's locked up. I don't know if they have, I don't think he got the death penalty. I don't even think England has a death penalty over there. So he probably, I don't know if he got to mental institution or something like that. Sorry. But, I thank you for tuning in to episode 17. I'm hoping to have episode 18 out this month. So, been researching a lot, and hopefully have some cool things coming up. But thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.